Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is David Gibbons, president at UPMC Hammett. Mr. Gibbons, thanks so much for joining us. We'll jump right into it. UPMC Hammett continues to grow. Could you tell us about this year's growth and your high census numbers and what you attribute that to?
Sure. This has been an incredible year of growth for UPMC Hammett. When we look at the patient census, which has grown tremendously, we've had days where we've encroached upon 500 patients at Hammett in one single day. And it's not just one day. It's consistently throughout the year. We continue to teeter close to the high 400 numbers. So our volume is growing. Our physician complement is growing as well. We've added 38 new physicians within the last year who have joined the UPMC team. In addition, we've added new services. We've added cardiac MRI, so we're the first in the region to offer that service. We've added the Watchman device to help patients and prevent strokes. And the services go on and on. Our robotic bronchoscopy program, we've treated now with the robotic bronchoscope 174 patients since last June. So that has grown. Our surgical volume is growing as well. And we're seeing more and more transfers from the outlying hospitals as well. And our kidney transplant program is outpacing the prior year. So all of those are very, very exciting and to see. We've also added some new very specialized services. We now have three fellowship-trained women's imagers who lead our breast health program. We've added a female breast surgeon, and we've added additional trauma physicians, critical care physicians, and the list continues to grow.
When it comes to 500 patients a day, is that the benchmark that you have a focus on?
No, very good question. It's much more than that. So when we look at volume per se, we look at the inpatient volume. We look at our outpatient volume as well. The number of lives that we're covering within our primary health network. Also, the number of lives that we impact in the specialty care arena, from surgery through, you know, neurology, et cetera. So it's much more than that. The outpatient business is also very big, not only the physician office, but the number of testing that we're providing, whether it's a chest x-ray, CAT scan, MRI. And it's really deeper than the number is, what's the access? What are our wait times for those services? And we focus very, very intensely on that. How do we improve those wait times? And expanding hours through adding more services so that we can continue to be the tertiary center for this northern region of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and New York.
Mr. Gibbons, you recently opened the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center. How did UPMC Hillman make the decision to locate in Erie, and what all went into that?
Very good question. So over a period of almost 1 year, we conducted numerous focus groups in Erie with community members, and we asked them the question. We had an opportunity at that point to place the cancer center in the new patient tower at UPMC Hammett or to acquire the regional cancer center on West 12th Street. And consistently the message was the regional cancer center on West 12th Street provided many things for the patients in the community. One, it was easy access. It's close to I-79. It's close to the major roadways. Secondly, it's the aesthetics of the building. It's very peaceful there. It's off the hospital campus, and it is a non-intimidating environment. We heard that phrase multiple times. And finally, it's the parking. It's easy to get in and out of there. Of course, the parking is free. Easy to get in and out of there. And what resonated with the focus group participants is that this has been the cancer center of this entire region for decades, and they felt comfortable there. And they also felt comfortable with the providers that we have, from Dr. Seastone, Dr. Rothman, Dr. Fisher, Dr. Hussein. There was great comfort in that. And the staff, most importantly, is really what resonated with the community. So we have the best. We have the best location right now. We certainly have a location that the community requested, and we're honored to provide that service. We're embarking right now on a $7 million renovation to the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center now. We're expanding our infusion program there. We are also constructing a comprehensive lung center, which will fit nicely. The pulmonologist's office and practice will be located in one corner of the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center, and they will work very closely together and provide a one-stop shop for our patients.
With this announcement, I would imagine that cancer care in Erie has never been better, right?
Absolutely. I agree. The quality of care has dramatically improved, and UPMC Hillman Cancer Center's entering the market is accessing clinical trials to patients that never had the number of clinical trials available previously. It's a number that's approaching almost 500 clinical trials that community members will access. Secondly, what's in a name? UPMC Hillman Cancer Centers have over 70 centers like this throughout this entire region. They also are the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center. So that accreditation in and of itself guarantees to the community the quality, the safety initiatives are there, and the advancement of cancer and the commitment to that are there. And that's what I share to the community, what the Hillman name means to the Erie region.
Mr. Gibbons, the McGee Women's Research Institute announcement in September was significant in many ways, wasn't it? And can you detail how significant this was?
Yes. So in September, we announced a collaborative initiative for the McGee Women's Research Institute, and monumental in the world of healthcare. And I use the word world, because McGee Women's Research Institute in Pittsburgh is the largest women's research institute in the entire world. They receive more than $680 million in funding. And when we focus on physician recruitment here, if we lose a physician to our recruitment initiatives, the number one reason is geography. They've chosen a warmer climate or a different location. The second reason is when we look at that academic presence and the research commitment, we now have a major research institution baked right here at UPMC Hammett. So when we are recruiting physicians who are interested in research, who are already conducting research and have research dollars that they can transfer, we have that vehicle for them to do that right here in Erie. And that is powerful in the physician recruitment world. And it's also powerful to the community, because we are conducting clinical research where discoveries will be made here in Erie that could impact the entire world. It's not just Erie, it's the entire world. So it is really an exciting project.
You know, the McGee Women's Research Institute of Erie was truly a great collaborative effort on a lot of fronts. Can you comment on the projected jobs that are going to be created by this?
So, very good question. So, you know, in addition to the receiving the largest grant from the Erie Community Foundation of $6 million, we've collaborated with Penn State, McGee Women's Research, UPMC, Hammett and UPMC, we, by year five, will create 50 new jobs at McGee Women's Research Institute. By year 10, we anticipate that number to be approaching 200, with an average salary of $70,000. It's a great opportunity for the community to watch the advancement of science occur right in their own backyard.
This is the first time that the McGee Women's Research Institute has expanded beyond Pittsburgh. Why Erie, though?
So it is the first time that McGee Women's Research Institute, we refer to it as MWRI, has expanded. And we've built a tremendous partnership with McGee. And obviously we have our hospital and our group of employed physicians, our McGee-based physicians. Our specialists are here every single day practicing from urogynecology, GYN oncology, the list goes on and on. It is exciting. And we had such a strong partnership with McGee Women's and with the Research Institute. And we also have a strong connection to the community. And throughout the journey of McGee Women's Research Institute, we hosted a series of lectures in the community. It was hosted by a community member who's very supportive of UPMC. And we had at each meeting approximately 50 plus women who were concerned for research and the presence in Erie and wanted to see this fostered and grow. And they are very, very happy with the announcement. And we work very closely with them as a community advisory group. And it has really benefited. And that all those pieces complete the puzzle to why MWRI is here in Erie. We've also had great demonstration with our call center on the Bayfront. We see Erie as having great talent. And I'm speaking as the UPMC system. We see Erie as having a community that's baked with tremendous talent and a willingness to work that has made our endeavors here very, very successful. So those are the reasons why.
Community feedback is not uncommon for UPMC Hammett whatsoever, is it?
Right. And you're absolutely right. We are a community partner here, and we, from multiple focus groups that we conduct on an ongoing basis to advisory groups like I just described for McGee Women's Research Institute, to our board of corporators, the list goes on and on. We have a number of committees at Hammett where we have a community member or two that sit on that, each of those committees, and Project Search, Eagle's Nest program. Those are all great examples of community partnerships. We have a wonderful relationship with Voices for Independence. Our tower, our room renovations that have occurred here over the past, and our patient tower, Voices for Independence, is at our side every step of the way, helping us design a better model of a patient room and patient access than we could on our own. And I think that the strength of Hammett is our partnerships with the community.
Since the affiliation with UPMC in 2011, capital investment dollars have been constant. What is the amount to date?
So we have, what I will share with you, by the completion of the patient tower, we will have spent over $400 million in the capital commitment to UPMC Hammett, which is unprecedented. And, we have benefited from tremendous capital projects, such as the renovation of our South Tower. So really, every room at Hammett in the main hospital has been renovated. The only thing that hasn't been replaced to the public are the bricks and mortar on the outside, and the steel inside, the structural integrity of the building is solid as can be. But that patient tower, the South Tower of Hammett, will last for decades and decades to come into the future. Every single aspect has been replaced, basically. The new patient tower obviously allows us to continue to expand into the future. That's a major capital investment, our largest in history, of $111 million in its first phase. If we were to outfit that entire building today, it would be a project that would exceed $200 million. But we've added tremendous equipment and improvements to the hospital, from, you know, an intraoperative CAT scan machine, upgrading our, you know, radiology equipment, the computer system that we have, the wireless technology from the bedside to the electronic record. The list goes on and on, and we continue to improve upon HAMET, and it improves the patient care that's delivered to the community. And it also, when we recruit physicians, part of our success has been the great capital improvements that we've invested in HAMET. This is a setting where physicians want to practice, where nurses, clinicians want to practice, because we have state-of-the-art equipment. And I think that's the message to the community. It's really one of pride. We're very proud to offer a level of service like this that is unprecedented.
Mr. Gibbons, when it comes to new technologies, can you recap how 2019 was in that department?
We continue to invest in capital equipment, and this year we'll exceed $40 million in capital investment. New equipment would include, we started the year with our new cardiac MRI program, so the tremendous software investment that we made from a capital perspective. And we are renovating our pharmacy right now, adding two new robots. We have one robot that fills medications, and we will become the dispensary for a number of the UPMC hospitals surrounding UPMC HAMET. So that is pretty exciting. We always add equipment into the operating room, video equipment that we have there. We call them video towers that are used by the general surgery, urology groups, et cetera. And for what's ahead, well, we always are working behind the scenes to add new services. So I can't give a spoiler alert here, but what I will tell you is that we are committed to making a couple of major announcements in 2020 with some new services that we have a capital plan underway for the equipment to support that. We are in the new patient tower. We'll upgrade the existing MRI in 2020, and we will add what's called a 3T, a 3 Tesla MRI, which is a higher field, force field for the MRI. So that will be new. And renovating our electrophysiology labs is underway right now, and we will renovate a cath lab in 2020 as well. So that's a pretty good preview into 2020 and a recap of what we committed to in 2019.
You are often talking about your workforce and the family environment here at HAMET, of which you're proud of. Can you expand on that a little bit for us?
We pride ourselves for the family environment. It's interesting, prior to this interview, I meet with the new employees every month, employees who are hired within the year. And they shared that one of the comments, and I'll quote it, was that HAMET is a very large employer, but it feels like a family. And I think that captures it well, from the medical staff, the clinical staff who work here. We saw that this year when we lost one of our own employees, a wonderful nurse, Mary Dessen, and HAMET family came together, participating in her honor walk. She was an organ donor, and, you know, over 100 people were there, and you saw that this story went viral throughout the nation. It's powerful. And We miss Mary tremendously, but we hold to her honor. We just completing a blood donation drive in her honor. We've set up scholarships in her honor, and I think that speaks to the HAMET family. And we help those in need. We saw a tremendous crisis occurred this summer with the fires, and our HAMET Health Foundation, which stands by us side by side, was there to lead the initiative, and the monies that we raise for those families is just astounding. And that's the HAMET family. I would share with you, we value education throughout the UPMC Hammett campus. Our Hammett Health Foundation raises significant dollars each and every year to support education so that in addition to the tuition reimbursement that we provide as an employed benefit, they provide scholarships to individuals to pursue education. And the scholarships can range anywhere from they could cover a certification class through $4,000, $5,000 a year. And those monies that we raise through employee donations and various, we host a Hammett Strong event each year, and that raises well over $100,000. But each year the foundation commits to about $500,000 plus in scholarship funding, and they've committed to another $1 million at our last meeting in May. So that's, to your question, that is the Hammett family.
That had to have done your heart good when the foundation and you made that decision, didn't it?
Yeah, it was powerful. But it, you know, it spoke beyond the family of UPMC Hammett, because we know we have a very strong family and we're quite proud of that. But it also spoke to the strength of our community. I know that in, you know, prior years, people were looking at Erie on a national level, but this community has great pride and it's a great sense of community. And I think that that story is one that really highlighted that for the rest of the nation to see.
Mr. Gibbons, what does the year ahead look like for Hammett?
The year ahead, that's a good question. The year ahead is one that will continue to demonstrate growth. We see that every day. It's also one that our initiatives around wellness will continue and grow as well, as we want to keep, our goal is to keep the community out of the hospital, not in the hospital. And those initiatives will become stronger. Obviously, we work very closely with our partners in the community to accomplish that. We also will showcase new physicians that we are actively recruiting right now, some new services, which I won't spoil just yet, that we will add. You'll see the evolution of the McGee Women's Research Institute as we're ramping that program. And our partnerships with the community will strengthen. We have a long history now with our Project Search. We're on our fourth year of Project Search program with McDowell. And we also have the Eagle's Nest program, which we are on our 13th cohort right now for the Eagle's Nest program. Those programs will continue. And our support by the Hammett Health Foundation will also continue. And they have a number of initiatives underway that they are focused on to improve healthcare in the community as well.
Thanks again for joining us, Mr. Gibbons. One last question. Using your crystal ball, are you anticipating 2020 to be as active as you were in 2019 for UPMC?
More. It will be more active than it was for 2019. And we also have titled the construction project, Project 2020, it finishes in 2020. And it also, 2020 vision is perfect vision. So that is our focus. And yes, it will be much more, it will be busier here in 2020 than it is in 2019. We're seeing the numbers on a daily basis right now, and we can see that in total we are busier. So in closing, this will be a tremendous year in 2020 for growth, and the community will witness the recruitment of new specialists to Erie, and they'll witness the completion of our patient tower, and we continue to add jobs at UPMC Hammett. Since the affiliation, we've added over 800 jobs, and that number will continue. I shared with you the McGee Women's Research Institute. There will be new positions there. It's exciting to be a part of a growing healthcare institution, and to the community, I can share that UPMC Hammett is growing, and we happy to be your provider and neighbor.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Join us again next week as the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership is in the Business Spotlight.